What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
President-elect Joe Biden will be detailing his stimulus package today.
So Biden is leaning very heavily into the notion that this will be expensive. He made a point of saying the price tag will be high and said it will be in the trillions of dollars.
So what will the money be earmarked for? We'll have a preview. And why investors see rising Eurozone inflation as a good sign. Plus, social media is becoming the hotspot for hot takes on stocks. It's Thursday, January 14th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Law enforcement across the country is bracing for more protests from President Trump's supporters this weekend. In Washington, as many as 20,000 members of the National Guard are expected to support local authorities for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. In a video posted on the White House Twitter account last night, President Trump urged his supporters to not break the law or use violence.
No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it.
The message comes after the House voted yesterday to impeach President Trump for a second time, alleging he incited the deadly storm on the Capitol last week in an effort to overturn Biden's election win. A single-dose COVID-19 vaccine could be on the horizon. Johnson & Johnson says that its one-shot vaccine has induced immune responses for at least 71 days in a recent study. Here's our pharmaceutical reporter, Peter Loftus.
It is a potential game changer if it proves to be comparably effective to the other vaccines. And one reason is that it's given as a single shot, or that's being tested as a single shot. And that would be a big help because that would help stretch supplies farther. So it would just be one dose per person instead of two doses per person for these first two vaccines. And it would just simplify the act of administering a vaccine to somebody.
This first study had just 800 participants, but Johnson & Johnson has completed enrollment in a much larger study with about 45,000 people. Results from that are expected by the end of the month. If positive, they could clear the way for U.S. authorization of the shot in February. Meanwhile, two members of the World Health Organization team traveling to China to study the origins of the coronavirus pandemic have been denied entry after testing positive for antibodies, indicating they had previously been infected with COVID-19. That's according to people familiar with the matter. They both tested negative for the active virus. It's the latest snag in a politically sensitive mission to investigate how the virus spread from animals to humans. The WHO and China's foreign ministry didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. The rest of the 15-member WHO delegation has arrived in Wuhan as planned, the original epicenter of the pandemic. Federal regulators are urging Tesla to recall nearly 160,000 cars over concerns about the vehicle's touchscreens. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, known as NHTSA, said the screens in some Model S and Model X vehicles can fail after a few years, affecting safety functions such as defogging and backup cameras. Though small compared to other recalls, this would be big for Tesla, which has far fewer cars on the road. NHTSA says if the company doesn't take action voluntarily, it could escalate the matter and eventually seek to force a recall. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is facing two counts of willful neglect over his role in the Flint water crisis. State prosecutors charged Snyder over a decision in 2014 to switch the city's water source to the Flint River as a cost-saving measure. It resulted in lead leaching into the city's drinking water, causing one of the worst lead contaminations of a municipal water system in U.S. history. A lawyer for Snyder said Wednesday evening that they do not believe there is evidence to support criminal charges. And economists are expecting about 800,000 new jobless claims in today's weekly report, about the same level as in recent weeks. Here's our labor reporter, Eric Morath.
This week is especially interesting because it's the first for which this supplement of additional $300 is available to unemployed workers. So some economists say that this number could be a little bit on the high side from what we've seen recently because Americans are incentivized to apply to tap the additional amount of benefits through mid-March.
A number of big companies are reporting earnings today, including Delta and BlackRock. Tomorrow, JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo will kick off fourth quarter bank earnings. In Europe, inflation expectations are rising. Joining us now is our markets reporter, Caitlin Ostroff. Caitlin, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Caitlin, what's fueling these inflation expectations?
Central banks like the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, usually have a target of getting about 2% inflation, so prices rising just a little bit over the short term. And what we're starting to see in Europe is actually those expectations start to not get quite that high, but starting to come up higher because we've had the vaccine and because we've had this better expectation for higher growth and kind of an end to this pandemic.
So why are investors focusing on this?
I mean, so when investors are looking at what assets to buy, especially when they look at stocks, inflation winds up being a good thing because it boosts profitability for companies. And typically in economies, you want to see that because when you have inflation rising just a little bit, it gives companies more pricing powers. It also gives people, like the average everyday worker, the ability to argue for a little bit more money. And so that helps push wages higher, that helps push spending higher. And so the idea is that you want a little bit of inflation, not too much, but a little bit of inflation in the economy to kind of keep that growth going. And when you don't have that, there's a concern from economists that things kind of stagnate a little bit.
Where do you think we'll see this playing out first in the months ahead?
I mean, the first places we're likely to see some inflation is cost of travel, cost of dining, maybe some tourism sectors, only because those businesses have been so severely hurt through this pandemic. And I think most of us are eager for the ability to resume activity in those areas. And so that's probably where we'll see it first. The question that's weighing on a lot of people's minds is, I guess, how much of that is a small boost higher in the short term, and how much of that inflation is actually seen consistently? Will it just be a three-month demand for people to all of a sudden resume their lives, or will that still be true 2 years from now?
Our markets reporter, Caitlin Ostroff, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks.
Coming up after the break, we'll get a preview of President-elect Joe Biden's stimulus plan ahead of his announcement later today.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
President-elect Joe Biden has said that addressing the fallout from the pandemic will be his top concern after he's sworn in next week. And we're expecting to get a preview of that today when he details his massive new stimulus and relief plan. Our senior Washington correspondent, Jake Schlesinger, joins us now with a sneak peek. Jake, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
So, Jake, Congress just passed a $900 billion plan in December, less than half the size of the first $2 trillion pandemic relief plan they enacted last March. How big do we expect President-elect Biden's plan to be?
So Biden is leaning very heavily into the notion that this will be expensive. He made a point of saying the price tag will be high and said it will be in the trillions of dollars. So much closer to the order of what we saw in the first big pandemic relief plan in late March.
He's expected to get into the nitty-gritty later today, but what do we already know about what could be in the plan?
So he did give a bit of a preview himself on Friday last week, talking a little bit about this. And he made clear, first of all, he's talked extensively about wanting to give people the $2,000 checks that President Trump himself had proposed and did not make it through Congress. That would be a topping up of the $600 check that people got from the December bill. So an additional $1,400. That, I think, will be the marquee proposal. In addition, he's talked about certainly a lot more money to accelerate the distribution of vaccines, more money for state and local government, which has been a priority for Democrats that Republicans have been refusing, money to keep schools open or help them reopen, money to keep first responders and educators and healthcare workers on state and local payrolls. Those are the main items that are likely to be in the bill.
In the last big stimulus plan, in that $2 trillion, we saw a lot of money set aside for big business. Is that going to be the same this time around?
You know, he hasn't talked at all about that. He has talked a lot about small business and in particular recalibrating the small business assistance programs that have been in the previous plans. One of his criticisms has been that although they're aimed at small business, they tend to have gone to bigger businesses within that category. He's talked about recasting it to make sure that more money goes to minority-owned businesses and what he calls mom-and-pop shops as opposed to more connected small businesses. You know, it is an open question, as you've alluded to, that certain industries, particularly airlines, have struggled. That's not an issue that the president-elect has addressed. And so it's unclear whether that'll be a priority for him in the legislation going forward.
Okay, let's talk brass tacks. It was not easy getting that $900 billion deal passed. The debate went on for months. Of course, now Democrats control both the House and the Senate, but just by a very slim majority. So is this much larger plan a sure thing?
It's definitely not a sure thing. You know, presidents, when they come into office, tend to get a bit of a honeymoon, especially if their party controls Congress. And so I would say, you know, if Biden does, as he has made clear, say that this is his first priority and his top priority, it seems that he is likely to get something through, especially now that Democrats do have control of the Senate. But it's a razor-thin control of the Senate and of the House. And so they do need to come up with a package that either is able to hold their small coalition together without losing anybody or to find a way of picking up some Republican votes.
Jake, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And finally, social media influencers are nothing new, but lately we've been seeing a new trend. People are going to TikTok, Twitter, Reddit, and Discord for stock tips. Markets reporter Caitlin McCabe explains that this new army of day traders have been helping push stocks to new records and turning companies into market sensations.
All of these traders are finding these little pockets of communities in which, you know, they're learning about the stock market and they're teaching each other and swapping tips. But some are, you know, telling me that they found really good friends in these communities. And, you know, now they have these routines that they've established during the pandemic that, you know, maybe a year or two before they weren't doing. And so really interesting that, you know, if people are out of work, I've talked to several traders who are like this, that they're turning to the markets as a source of income and a way to, you know, occupy some of their time.
One thing to note, these tips are not vetted. So it's important for investors to do their own research before just following the stream. We've got more on our website, WSJ.com. And that's what's news for this Thursday morning. We'll be back with another show tonight. Until then, you can keep track of the day's news on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Mark Stewart. Thanks for listening.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.